Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 23rd of April of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to William Shakespeare and John Oliver. Who? Sorry, apologies. I think my research has made a mistake here. Oh, I see. An old acquaintance of celebrity Andrew Zaltzman. I guess he must have asked us to do it as a favour. Happy birthday then to John Oliver, if that is how you say your name. Also, happy birthday today to painter Joseph Mallard William Turner, artist and cloud fan. Man, that man could paint the shit out of a cloud. Also, oceanscapes. Three cheers for Turner. Celebrations today include National Lost Dogs Awareness Day. God, that's miserable. National Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day, which in light of the fact that many people are still quarantined at home with their families is really unpleasantly ironic. Let me just say, the celebrations today are f***ing awful. Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in designer drugs news with guest expert, relentless self-experimenter, and certified quantified lifeguard, Josh Gondelman. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And what you're welcoming now is, it's about 95%, Josh, just 5% pure MDMA.
We'll be talking more about designer drugs with Josh later in the show, but first, some headlines we won't have time for today. In the news today, the hard-hit party drugs industry is applying to governments around the world for relief payments as the economy looks like it'll be suffering for at least the next 12 to 18 months. And how's a hard-working party drug maker or seller going to survive? And Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has suggested quarantining everyone with the coronavirus on an offshore processing facility until they can be processed or treated. When reminded that up to 80% of the population of Australia may become infected with the virus, so it's untenable to put them offshore, he said, "Sorry, I can't hear you," and pretended his mobile phone was having reception issues by making noises with his mouth until someone pointed out he was live on camera during a Senate briefing. And conspiracy theory nuts and football fans are reportedly still setting phone masts alight and targeting engineers after a bizarre claim that 5G radiation caused the deadly coronavirus spread. Who would have thought that football fans would really overinvest in a flimsy pretext? Experts say that the reason football fans are particularly gullible to conspiracy theories is because they spend a lot of time suspending disbelief and devoting themselves while watching football to ignoring the essential fallacy of a sport where all the players have hands, but most of them aren't allowed to use their hands. It is the adult equivalent of the floor is lava. And that's all we have time for your headlines today, because now, your ads. Now it's time for your ad section, because the economy's in a tailspin and soon you won't have any money to spend. So why not spend it now? You swore you'd get fit this year, but you're lazy. We're halfway through April and your gym has shut down because of a virus. What a pussy. If only you had someone to help you do the hard work that you don't have the flaps or stones to do. Get hardcore training from genuine sociopaths at Jim's home gym and gymnasium without ever coming down to the decommissioned top secret military base we call a gym. Jim's gym and gymnasium employs only the most aggressive trainers with little regard for your holistic well-being or even your life, and they'll come stand outside your house and scream abuse at you through the windows as you perform a grueling workout to their senselessly precise specifications. They want you to have abs for their own obscure reason, and they don't give a shit how happy you are while you get them. Look up Jim's Gym and Gymnasium for our April You're Not Special special. Do it today. Do it. Do it. If it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's either a duck or you're right here at our downtown iDuck warehouse. iDuck has all the qualities of a duck, but it's a robot duck. And when you put it in a cave, its quack echoes. iDuck, a duck, but better. Buy an iDuck in the next 3 years and we'll guarantee all the robotic duck replacement parts for your iDuck needs at half the price. iDuck. Duck, duck, duck.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ads for today.
The Last Post.
And now it's time for your top story. Your top story today is designer drugs news with your designer drugs correspondent, Josh Gondelman. Josh, what's happening in the world of designer drugs?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Alice. I'm very into drug culture. I'm a lot like Elon Musk in that I'm kind of a scientist, but mostly I want people to think I'm cool. So I'm on the cutting edge of what chemists have been developing for today's drug needs. People really want to feel like they're in a pre-pandemic era. So there's a lot of designer drugs designed for those purposes. One of my favorites is Gentleman's Fingertips. That's the street name. It's a chemical balance of ecstasy that makes you feel like you're shaking hands with a stranger. You can almost feel the handshake. Then there's SoundCloud, no relation to the website. That's LSD that's designed to give you auditory hallucinations of being in a crowded restaurant. Now, most of the time, people find this disorienting and upsetting, but lately they've found it soothing and almost luxurious.
Wow.
There's Zoom Zoom. That's just regular cocaine that you do while you're on a video chat. There's a strain of marijuana that's been available lately called the Devil's Footsteps. It makes you really paranoid, like there's someone sneaking up on you, which is usually terrifying. But in this case, it's kind of nice to have company.
I mean, all those drugs sound amazing. Do any of them have bad side effects?
All of them, yes. Terrible side effects. In fact, some might say the main effects are terrible side effects, yeah. And the side effects are worse than that. You don't want to hear about the dry mouth.
And of course, designer drugs are often sold in sort of sleazy environments or in the midst of a crowd or on a street corner. Obviously, all those delivery mechanisms are no longer available. How are people getting access to these illegal products?
Again, I'm glad you asked. I have an app called Black Market, BLKMRKT, and any illegal thing that you want is available. How is that legal? Well, I got enough venture capital that it's legal.
I mean, that's the great thing about venture capital. It'll make anything legal, up to and including everything.
It's Uber, but for overdoses.
That's all we have time for your top story right now, because, of course, it's time for your letters to the editor. Letter to your editor now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Ms. Fraser and guest, that's you today, Josh. Does the ink squirt of a startled New Zealand native constitute a legally binding signature on a deed of land purchase which has come into my possession through unquestionably legitimate means? Seeking legal advice and representation in New Zealand once their legal system has been identified. Douglas. That's from Douglas. Josh, you are one of the very few people who has had any correspondence with the octopus people of New Zealand. Do you have any sense of what their legal system entails? I know it's violent and traumatic.
It's very complicated. And we have extended our social media to them to see if we can, you know, make connections, because we're all about making connections. And it seems like they have a totally different culture and linguistic system than we do. And to that I say, they have to adapt. I refuse to change my terms of service. That is non-negotiable. My terms of service are my bond, and they do not change for any species.
Well, so far, you're one of the few people who've even managed to reach out without getting your hand slapped away or bitten. And as we know, 8 out of 10 diplomatic envoys sent into New Zealand have come back refusing to talk about what they've seen, which makes any kind of political affiliation somewhat difficult. Thank you for your letter. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. It's never boring, and it's not that long. Subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day, and you can feel the mounting pressure of the episodes you've missed. What, you don't have 15 minutes in your day for facts? We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news, and if you have not done so before, please listen back. Your guest today on the podcast was Josh Gondelman. Josh, have you got anything to plug?
Well, as I am mostly digital by this point, find me on Instagram and Twitter at Josh Gondelman.
Perfect. Instagram and Twitter, Josh Gondelman, and that's spelled with a Gondelman with a G, not a J?
With a G.
Yep. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor, Jan Carbat, was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th. Wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.